being a Birdman
in the background.
All right.
People being dumb.
Normally I would do these in reverse order, but I'm going to touch on a few guys in the top 50. So we're going to start at the top and do the top 10, and then we'll go from there.
Fair enough.
We've already mentioned a handful of these today.
How many with Arkansas ties?
What?
Top 50?
Not many, but a couple. All right, here we go. Number one on the list. You want to guess who was the world's highest paid athlete in 2013?
I don't know. Does it always come back to Floyd Money Mayweather?
Yes, it does this time.
Anytime he has two fights in a year, I don't know if he had two last year, but anytime he fights, he's going to be in the top five anyway.
$105 million in winnings. It says he has zero money in endorsements. That doesn't seem right, does it? Not $1 in endorsements? Not $1? I mean, maybe he doesn't care because he makes so much money in the ring, but that is a little surprising, isn't it?
It's surprising because not that we don't see him in commercials, but you've got to think that he is sponsored somehow by Everlast.
Yes.
Maybe just, hey, go sign some autographs for us somewhere, or maybe sponsored by
Vitamin Water.
There's
not one person on this list who does not have some endorsement money. Not one person, except for him.
Maybe, just maybe, this year he's in between endorsement contracts. I don't know. It does seem odd that not one company out there has him as a spokesperson.
Number two and number four on the list both play the same sport. What do you think that sport is?
Number two and number four on the list, I would say it would be golf and Tiger and Phil, but Tiger I don't think has made that much this year. Although
Not by Tiger standards, no. It is not golf.
Okay, then I am going to say soccer.
It is soccer.
I'm going to say Ronaldo.
Yes, wow, that's impressive. He's number two.
And I'm going to
say... He made 28 million in endorsements by comparison. The fact that Floyd made none and he made 28 is insane.
I'm going to say Messi is number four.
That is correct. What is wrong with you? Why do you know him?
Messi's the best player in the world.
I'll take your word for it.
Ronaldo, second best, although I think he's suffering from a pubalgia right now.
He made $80 million. LeBron James next, 72.3, with 53 in endorsements, 19.3 in salary. So he's doing it right.
He just sold his stake, by the way, in Beats by Dre. He got in early on it, and Apple just bought a $3 billion, made a cool 30 mil cash.
Wow.
30 mil profit.
Good for him. I wonder what the taxes is on that. Lionel Messi, 64.7 million.
What's his, do they have salaries there?
Yes. Messi made 41 and 23 in endorsements. So between he and Ronaldo, over 50 million in endorsements.
He made 41 mil on his
salary
to play.
Ronaldo's 52.
God,
52
bless
mil.
America.
Stupid.
That dwarfs any
God
American
bless
contract.
Europe. Kobe Bryant, number five, even though he didn't play last year. Tiger Woods, number six, even though he really didn't play last year, or not as much as he'd like. Roger Federer, next on the list. Phil Mickelson, the aforementioned, number eight, made 53 million. Rafael Nadal, the best player in the world, 44.5 million, made 30 million in endorsements. Matt Ryan, who we just talked about with the Atlanta Falcons, 43.8 million, only one.
Let me go back to Rafi Nadal.
1.8 million off the field for Matt Ryan.
Does it seem high to you that he made $14 million on tennis earnings?
No.
I didn't realize you could make that much money on tennis earnings in 1 year.
I think the winner gets $1 million at these at the Grand Slam events. So
well,
you know,
there's only 4 a year, though.
Yeah, but he won the French. I know that. And the other one, there's probably a lot of them to pay good money.
That seems like a lot.
Well, but Pat, look at this. Look at the variance between major money and regular tournament money on the PGA Tour. It's not that much different. I mean, it's not so significant that you're like, it's hardly even worth winning the John Deere Classic.
So he's making between $500,000 and $1 million on
every tournament. Yeah. And I don't know, Wimbledon just upped their ante and they made it. I'll tell you what, there's the best sports plays, women's tennis, because they get paid the same as the dudes.
Where do I sign up?
Well, no, but I mean, I'm just saying because and you look at the discrepancy between men's golf and women's golf, it is huge.
Yeah.
But in tennis, it's the same.
Not so much.
But they don't play similar events, they play the same events. So, like, Wimbledon is Wimbledon. French Open's French Open.
Yeah.
U.S. Open's U.S. Open. So, it's a little bit different. Although, this year, the U.S.
Together.
Open for golf is the same place. So, it is very similar. But the money's not close.
Different time and all that.
Some other notables. Manny Pacquiao, $41 million. He made almost $1 million out of the ring last year.
That's it?
And, yeah, but Floyd made none. I don't know. It's just amazing
to me. But Manny, he was doing the Wild Turkey. Remember he was doing the Wild Turkey commercial? Was it Wild Turkey? He was doing commercials.
I do remember that. Derrick Rose is
from.
13th, another guy that didn't play.
That's
much.
Interesting.
Yes. There are a bunch of soccer players that I don't know who they are. Gareth Bale, I don't know if he's related to Christian. Radamel Falcao.
Oh, Radamel.
How about Neymar? He's a one-name guy. He's a one-Neymar guy.
Neymar Garciaparra?
Novak Djokovic.
I know that guy.
Number 17 on the list. He made $12 million in endorsements last year. No, $12 million on the court. And so that would be $21 million off the court.
What about baseball players? I haven't heard you say anything about a Major League Baseball player.
I'll go down until I find Vladimir Klitschko made $28 million last year. Peyton Manning, number one, $27 million. $15 million on the field, $12 million off.
What do you mean number one?
Number one what?
NFL.
Football player, yeah. He's 26th overall.
Hennessy, Ryan Brown tells me, was Pac-Man.
The fact that we don't drink either one of those tells you everything you know. Thank you.
Pac-Man!
He'll drink up all the Hennessy you got on your shelf, so just let me introduce myself. My name is Pac-Man. Amari Stoudemire is the 27th highest paid athlete in the world last year. That is a crock of bull.
Hey, I can't hate on whatever he's doing. Let me know how to get that done.
We have an Arkansan sighting. Cliff Lee, number 30. Cliff Lee made $200,000 off the field last year. Luckily for him, he made $25.1 million on it.
I can see Cliff endorsing Camo.
Yes, I could too. My point is, if he made, no offense to Cliff, and I love Cliff Lee. He's been very, very pleasant to deal with. He's not a
great
real
guy.
Gregarious, outgoing guy, though, Pat. He's not a guy that's going to pitch the hell out of a product. He's just not that guy. He doesn't have that kind of personality. That's fine, because he makes enough money on the diamond. It doesn't matter to him. But it does amaze me that this dude, who is one of the least charismatic athletes we've mentioned, made $200,000 last year in endorsements, and one of the most charismatic athletes I've ever seen is Floyd Mayweather, and he made exactly $0 out of the ring last year. Does that not blow your mind? Matty T, are you scraping brains off the ceiling?
That appears to be brain and skull fragment on the ceiling, Justin.
I'm just blown away.
What makes more sense is there has to be some type of overlap of money Mayweather and his situation in terms of endorsements.
Rory McIlroy, 35 at $24 million. Chris Paul. Lee Na. We have a female sighting here. Lee Na, the
Lena
tennis
who?
Player.
Lena Horne?
Na, $23.6 million. Maria Sharapova, 24.4 at number 34. I think she was the highest athlete.
Yeah, all those
and the highest
camera
paid.
Commercials.
I wonder what Stacey Lewis was not in the top 50. Let me get Stacey Lewis some more endorsement money. She's a sweet gal. Sounds like we need to go back to the golf course. I can hear that our reporter is on the...
Gentlemen, Kevin Na has finished 2-under at 68, and the famous Irishman...
Graham?
Graham McDowell finished 68 also.
He's a cracker. Just remember that.
Oh, boy.
Graham.
Oh, gotcha.
Cracker. Get it?
And then Branch Snedeker.
Snedeker?
Mm-hmm. Snedeker has also finished along with Matt Kuchar, and a guy named Henrik Stenson.
Henrik Stenson?
They all finished at 69.
Well, he finished
100
the year
par.
Last year hot, didn't he?
Yes.
Henrik Stenson.
You know what I'm realizing, Matt?
Yes, Justin.
You know as much about golfers as I do about soccer players.
That's awesome.
I don't think that's that big of a deal. I'm just.
I don't either.
It doesn't matter. I'm just pointing it out.
God, it's a beautiful day out here, though.
Hey, you know, can I see
in
that
North
list?
Carolina.
I just threw it in the garbage.
Can you get it for me? Because I was not asking you questions about
it's going to have barbecue wings on it. I want to say this before we move on. It is amazing to me that Matt Travis, our producer, made the same amount of endorsement money last year as Floyd Mayweather. In fact, you probably made more.
Probably made more.
Yeah.
All right, Pat, what would you like to talk about?
I just wanted to see the list, and it is curious.
You birds, get out of here! Damn birds.
Yes, what is your question, Patrick?
Well, I think we need female golfers a little higher on the list.
They don't make much money on the course. That's the problem. So you'd have to make a pile, a boatload, a ton off of the course to make it to the list.
Did, maybe, Usain Bolt.
What did he make?
Sighting.
What number was he?
45, 23.2 mil, 200K. So we only have one Arkansan?
Yeah, Cliff Lee. By the way, I saw, I don't know what day it is, maybe later this week. Oh, Jason says Cliff owns a car dealership in Northwest Arkansas, too. Well, that's good to know, because I was afraid that he was going to go broke. No, but A.J. Burnett and Travis Wood are going to face off against each other later this week, I'm told. On the mound. Remember when Cliff and AJ went? Well, I'll be rooting for Wood because he plays for the Cubs. Remember when Cliff and AJ went head to head in the World Series a couple years ago? That was pretty cool.
Hey, Cliff has a great mentality, though. Think about
he throws hard, he gets people out, and he makes a lot of money. I love that.
He just bears down on you, though. He's a focused guy.
He's a no-nonsense fella. He just sort of goes out, does his business, and makes enough money. So, you know, it's interesting. We're going to play a clip later in the Entertainment Report. Dave Chappelle talking about what money does for you. And he talked about how it basically gives you choices. It allows you to do the stuff you want to do. Cliff Lee wants to hunt and fish and hang out with his family. And because he makes a pile of money as a professional pitcher, he gets to do that whenever he wants when it's not season. The response to Faith versus Fat was outstanding, and I want to thank everybody, rather, and I appreciate everybody who asked to participate. We had to pare it down from